Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Sunday is Drop Everything and Read Day, a time to remind folks that reading is more than an entertaining pastime. As we've told you in recent programs, the facts are in and there is no disagreement about the importance of reading for young people. Last week we talked about it in connection with summer reading. Today, a more comprehensive look, including how it's even becoming a tool for law enforcement. But we begin with a look at what life is like inside the library. Our first guest proves libraries can provide a fun experience in more ways than one. She's Gina Sheridan, manager of the St. Louis County Library's Mid-County Branch in Clayton. And she has written a book about things heard at the library titled, I Work at a Public Library. Gina Sheridan joins me in studio. Gina, nice to have you with us.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
I guess you're proving that even in the library, you can hear the strangest things.
Oh, yes, and definitely.
And you've heard many of them.
Yes.
What brought you to compile this book?
Well, I started collecting the stories just for myself. When I was working in Fresno, California, and it was my first professional librarian position, I just noticed the most wonderful and strange and funny things happening every day. And I started a paper log of them just for fun so I wouldn't forget. And then a new site called Tumblr appeared on the internet and I decided to put them online.
Right. You have many, many different categories in your book. I'd like to start talking a little bit about some of the experiences you've had with kids because much of our program today is devoted to kids reading. That is something, by the way, that I'm sure you endorse.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Of course, there's all ages that come into the library and children are our biggest fans and our best customers, and we have tons of early literacy programs, but in my book, there's a chapter on children's humor. There's a lot of really funny things that happened when they come out of the mouths of babes.
Art Linkletter, I think, proved that very successfully for many, many years on television. Can you give us an example or two of some of the things that young people have brought before you?
Well, sometimes they'll, like this one kid came into a library that had just been renovated, and a plant he had seen every day, like a green plant was in the children's room, and it was no longer there. And he came up to the librarian and asked, where are the good books? They were always by the plant. And she didn't know what he was talking about until she realized that he was looking for the books that were actually still there, the plant had just been moved.
Well, I think all of us could fall and be subject to a mistake of that kind. What is the strangest thing that's ever happened to you inside a library?
Probably the chickens.
The chickens, of course.
We had a customer come up to the desk and say that they thought that there were some chickens in the reference room. And we were like, what? I don't believe this. So we went into the reference room, and sure enough, someone had left live chickens inside some backpacks and left them on the floor, and we never learned what happened. We called animal control, and they took care of it, but the chickens and the stacks was probably the weirdest thing.
You know, there are a couple of things that I think about when I think of the modern library. One of them is the fact that everything is computerized now. The old Dewey Decimal System has gone the way of all flesh, pretty much, at least the old card files that I remember. And another aspect of it is libraries have become kind of a place of sanctuary, if you will, for homeless people. I didn't see any of that with regard to homeless in your book, but I'm sure you've been confronted by that.
Yes, definitely. The library is open to everyone. You don't have to buy anything. You can sit there all day if you want to. So no matter what your living status, no matter what your background, you're welcome. We don't question you. We will help you and treat you equally. And I think that's really important. And I just want to, what you said earlier about the Dewey Decimal System. Dewey Decimal is still around. It's just how we find the call numbers has changed. It's been computerized. But Dewey is alive and well and still a really good system.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But the mechanism for finding books has changed somewhat.
Exactly.
Which brings me to the fact that computers are now omnipresent in most libraries that I'm familiar with and attract an awful lot of people. And that is yet another one of the categories in your book. Give me some sense of the kinds of things that people confront you with regard to computers.
Definitely, yes. There's a wide array of computer savviness. And one question we had was an older gentleman came in and asked for the Facebook. He wanted the actual book to check out. We don't judge or anything. We just, okay, it's actually a website. And we turn the computer monitor toward him and show him how to get onto it. And it's free and la la la. And he was surprised and went home with some new knowledge that day.
Well, you know, you say that there's a lot of computer savvy out there, but there are some notable cases where that is absent. And I'm sure you run into that, as with the looking for Facebook, an actual book.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. I had a guy ask if we could help scan his face on the copier. And when I asked why, he said he wanted to upload a photo to a dating site. So I didn't laugh. I just grabbed my cell phone and took a picture of him and helped him upload it to his site. But it's just, yeah, some people don't know how to use the mouse. Some people know how to download music. You know, it's just this huge array of savviness.
The librarian, therefore, as times have changed, has had to change as well. I think there's a stereotype of marrying the librarian. And, you know, it's not someone as young as yourself or as attractive as yourself, but we think of old spinsters doing that job. This has really changed.
Oh, yes, definitely. Many of my colleagues are male, very young, energetic, lots of and many people that you meet in the library aren't librarians. There's plenty of other staff, library assistants and clerks who keep the library in good working order. So chances are if you walk into a library, you're not talking to a librarian when you first walk in.
What kind of training is necessary to become a bona fide certified librarian?
You do need a master's degree. So I have a master's of information studies from the University of Alabama. Where I work, that would mean that you're a subject specialist or a reference specialist, or you're a manager of a branch, which I am.
Right. And how long did it take you to go through all of that, including the master's degree?
I was in a rush, and I did my master's degree in 1 year after attending Webster University.
You know, getting back to the book and some of the strange utterances that you've heard here, what do you think some of what you hear tells you about not only libraries but the people who frequent them?
Well, I'm always overjoyed when I see the library bustling and busy and loud, because libraries really are about place now. Of course, we have books. We have all sorts of ways to get them, and we have video games and movies and everything like that. But it's really a gathering place. We have people who meet. We have people who do interviews in the library. We have meeting spaces, plenty of free programming for children and teens and adults. So I think that the library is changing, but in a really good way. People who think that libraries are dying are absolutely wrong.
You're a relatively young person. I'm just wondering about how young people today are using libraries compared to what might have been the case just a few years ago. Do you have any sense of that? Are you seeing more traffic or less traffic?
Definitely more traffic. St. Louis County Library has been breaking many statistics that they every year for the summer reading program and for how many checkouts and how many people are visiting the library. So definitely, especially when there's, when times are hard, libraries are busier than ever. People don't realize that, but and it just has been going up since, you know, that 2007, 2008 period where it was kind of a recession. So.
Are we talking teenagers now, or are we talking people younger than that?
Oh, yeah, young children, teenagers, the young adult group, you know, 20s and early 30s, we're really trying to connect with and get them into the library. But typically, and that's not unusual that they're not so much coming into the library, because a lot of times they come back when they have families. So they rely on their university library for a while and tend to buy books, but then they'll come back to the library. So
we did a program the other day with the librarian at the Ferguson Library.
Yes.
And that was fascinating, because that library really formed a connection point and has maintained a connection point between the library itself and the community, and brought many people in the community together. And you're seeing that at your place as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And people comment about Scott and his library in Clayton and at other St. Louis County libraries, you know, like, how can we help? And then I would, you know, show them the webpage where you can donate or donate books, and everyone was on board with that. The library was just an oasis.
Is this what you expected when you were studying to become a librarian?
No. I was absolutely naive, I think. I thought, oh, I like to read and, you know, that kind of thing, which most people think we do all day. But
you're in the right place to do it,
right?
If you do, that's for sure.
I didn't realize it was so much about customer service and really those personal interactions. You know, libraries have a very special connection with the community because, you know, you make an appointment with a lawyer. You have to go through a receptionist and a paralegal to get to the lawyer. When you walk into a library, you're right there with the librarian who's dying to answer your questions.
Well, our time is somewhat limited here today because you have to get back to work. I know that. But among the many categories in your books and the way your book is promoted, you talk about strange stories and heartwarming stories. Let's end this segment with one of the more heartwarming stories that you can think of.
In my book is a story called Smaller Books. And a family who was new to the United States came into the library to get library cards. And I walked one of the young girls over to the children's section to pick out books. And she was under the impression that she had to pick really small books because they would be cheaper. So I got to explain the wonder of the library and, no, you can choose whatever you want. And she was just amazed and blown away, and she went home with a stack of books.
Well, I'm sure you find new stories to tell every day at the library. Gina Sheridan, let me point out that you have a new book coming out. Quickly tell us about that. It's coming out this summer, I understand.
Yes, it's called Check These Out, and it's about 200 books that I recommend, again, broken down into categories from too cool for school to classics you might have missed. So.
And your favorite book?
My favorite book. Well, I'll tell you what I'm reading right now, and it's called A Man Called Ove, and it's super, super good. I recommend it.
All right. That's Gina Sheridan. She is the author of the book called I Work at a Public Library. Lots of stories about the kinds of conversations that librarians are exposed to these days. Coming up, getting the word out to young students. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.